Hello, and thank you for your interest in ways to hire more minority police officers and better police officers in general. My name is Joel Wiesen, and I've been wrestling with this topic for some 30 years. This session is on approaches I describe as administrative, although they have some psychometric support as well. I'm making another presentation at this conference on more purely psychometric approaches. This poster is available along with related material at the link at the bottom of the poster, jpwphd.com/papers. Many of the ideas in this poster resulted from my critically reviewing testing programs as part of my professional work as an expert witness in employment selection lawsuits. As I reviewed the existing approaches to hiring police officers, I tried to think of alternative approaches that might select better officers and have less adverse impact on minorities in general and on black candidates in particular. Many possible approaches came to mind. This poster session describes three. The title of the first is, Have Testing Consultants Project the Number of Diversity Hires? There's a little story behind this. Many chiefs ask their testing consultants to help them hire a diverse workforce. The consultants all say they will try. Often, the chief is surprised by the severe adverse impact seen after the test is held. But the consultant could have predicted that adverse impact based on the well-known size of the black-white difference in mean test scores on employment tests. If the chief had known in advance how few minority hires were expected, the test would not have been given. An alternative test would have been used. Approach 1 calls for consultants to provide the chiefs with numeric projections of the number of minority hires. I provide a form to facilitate that on the poster. The title of the second approach is Focus on Quality Over Quantity in Recruiting Applicants. There's a story behind this too. For a 2018 PSYOP presentation, I explored the number of false positives people hired who lack the ability to do the job. With plausible assumptions, standard testing models revealed that from 40 to 60% of the hires would be false positives. In analyzing this more, I found that the quality of the applicant pool drives utility more than the narrow range of validity coefficients we typically see with our tests. I hold that it's easier to improve recruitment than to improve testing methods. We have tried for 30 plus years to improve the validity of our tests with only modest success. The title of the last approach is Use Residency Preference in Hiring. Residency preference has a long history of use in civil service hiring. Without residency preference, applicants from outside a jurisdiction can take jobs that residents would otherwise get. This is especially true when the schools in a city are poorly funded and the schools in the suburbs are well funded. When the city is largely minority and the suburbs mainly white, this contributes to adverse impact on minority candidates. By adding points to the test scores of residents, more residents tend to get hired. This can increase the diversity of hires. All three of these mainly administrative approaches have some psychometric approach support. Number one, provide information to enable police chiefs to make reasoned decisions about the composition of the test battery. Number two, improve expected job performance by drawing from a more qualified pool of candidates. Number three, enable the hiring of people who have an intimate knowledge of the community. Let me close by saying, please feel free to contact me anytime you'd like to talk about any of this or about selection testing in general. JPW@jpwphd.com. Thank you very much.